Welcome to the Elevate Life Project with your host, Michael Cohan. At the Elevate Life Project, we are dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Aim higher. Elevate your life. Happy Wednesday. Hope everyone's doing well. It's May, and if you live in the northeast of the United States, the weather's turning nice, and it's just nice to be able to go outside again, go for walks, eat dinner, and just enjoy the weather. One of the questions I get asked as a life coach is the simple question of, what is my purpose in life? And why am I struggling to find my purpose? When I was 32 years old, I was making a lot of money, and I had a good job. I was making almost $250,000 a year, and this is 12 years ago, so I was a pretty successful person. But I hated my life. I looked in the mirror one day, and looking back at me wasn't the person that I thought I was. I saw, looking back at me, this weary old man at 32 years old who was overweight, overworked, and just tired and angry. And so I decided to go on a journey of self-discovery, which led me to be teaching yoga, which led me to becoming a life coach. And the question I get asked a lot as a life coach from individuals thinking about becoming a life coach is the simple question of, why did I become a life coach? When I was teaching yoga, I loved it. I was making a good living. Well, let's be honest, I was making an okay living. I wasn't making a good living. I was making an okay living, but I loved it. I hated the hours, but I loved teaching yoga. And I needed to come up with another idea and another way to earn a living. And so I asked myself, what did I love about yoga? What was my purpose behind teaching yoga? What did I like? And what I came to the conclusion was, what I love the most is that I love helping others. And I realized that's my purpose, helping others. Now, as a life coach, that's how I help others live their life. And when I was a yoga teacher, I help people live a more balanced life, both in their body and their mind. And eventually, maybe one day, I'll start doing motivational speaking, and that's how I'll help others. My purpose is helping others. Coaching is my platform. And this is why you must know your purpose. Because there's many reasons why it's important to have a purpose. However, most people have never considered what their purpose is. They just go through life on autopilot. Because it can be challenging to establish your purpose if you seem to spend all your time and energy just surviving day to day. However, knowing your purpose can make it a lot easier in life. It's worth taking time to discover your purpose and to build your life around that purpose. So I want you to consider these reasons why you might want to discover your purpose. First off, knowing your purpose provides a foundation for making decisions. How will you make a decision that's right for you if you don't know your purpose? When your purpose is clear, your options become easier to examine. Whether your goal is to attend Harvard Law School, run a marathon, or start your own company, knowing your purpose makes the best option for nearly any decision much easier. Because when you know your purpose, you're more likely to persevere. It's easy to give up if you're not committed. Your purpose is the thing that you're committed to. When these inevitable obstacles pop up, which they always do, you'll be in a much better position to overcome them. And let's face it, life is short. Why go through each day mindlessly wandering around? You have a direction for your life when you have a purpose. Your purpose might be saving animals or becoming a novelist. It doesn't matter what your purpose is, but you can live a more meaningful life if you identify it. And when you know your purpose, it provides clarity. You know what's important and what isn't if your purpose is clear to you. If you're obsessed with your purpose, There's no reason to worry about politics or the fact that your neighbor isn't keeping up with his grass, because you have bigger fish to fry. And so you don't get distracted by the little things in life that do not matter. Many of the distractions in your life are the things that interest you, but not enough to be a genuine purpose. It's the things that you like to dabble in that can be distracting, including gossip and being negative or criticizing other people. But when you have a real purpose, these semi-serious interests get kicked to the curb. And when you have a purpose, success is guaranteed. That's a fact. With greater focus and perseverance, you're much more likely to be successful. It's very difficult to be successful at something you feel half-hearted in. It might take you 10 years to be an overnight success, but when you focus on your purpose and you never give up, guaranteed success is a fact. Imagine something you're totally committed to achieving. Now, imagine that it's also very meaningful to you, and it's also very interesting to you. How likely are you to be successful? Contrast that with something you're only mildly interested in that you consider to be rather meaningless. How successful will you be? The difference in your results will be staggering when you find your purpose and focus on it. When you know your purpose, it adds to your charisma. Someone with a purpose is much more interesting than someone who is just drifting through life on autopilot. You're much more attractive to others when your purpose is clear to you. Think of someone you know whose life is committed to something. Now, think of someone you know who seems lost and inconsequential in the world. Which would you rather be? And how would you rather appear to others? When you know your purpose, life is more meaningful and easier to navigate. Decisions are easier to make. You're more interesting to others. You're much clearer on what you're trying to accomplish. Your purpose is something that only you can determine for yourself. Think of all your interests and then consider how meaningful you think each one is. Your purpose is somewhere in there waiting for you to find it. It's never too soon or too late to find your purpose and work towards achieving your goals and living your dreams. Thank you for listening to the Elevate Life Project. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like our show, please write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our coaching classes, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and sign up for our newsletter. Remember, aim higher. Elevate your life.